We've been together on a Sunday night to get back to this book, and we finished our time together just a few short weeks ago with He That Hath an Ear, and I pray that we have an ear to hear what God will say unto us tonight. We need to understand something here from verse 1 when he says, "After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, saying, Come up hither." Beginning here in chapter 4 and continuing through the rest of the book of Revelation, you may need to know this, there is no more mention of the church. From chapter 4 on in the book of Revelation, we will not find the church mentioned. Up till now, the church has been mentioned 19 times, if you're in counting, but now something has happened and the church is mentioned no more. And what has happened to the church is that time of the rapture. The rapture has happened. That's what's happened. That great and glorious day. And I hope that you wake up every morning and you've got your ear tuned. And you're waiting to hear that trumpet sound and that shout to come. And friend, that song we love to sing, "One Sweet Day I'll Just Fly Away," we'll realize the fulfillment of that blessed promise. Oh, the dead in Christ will rise first, and we who are alive will rise up to meet our Lord in the air. The Bible tells us here, Revelation 4:1, that the church has been taken up to heaven. But what about the so-called church that'll be left behind on earth? Those who will shout, as Jesus said in the book of Matthew chapter 7, many in that day shall come and shout, "Lord, Lord." And Jesus said, "I will say unto them, Away from me, I never knew you." This will be the reality for the false church today. There is a coming reality for the true church, the church that holds true to the Word of God. The rapture will take place. We will meet our Lord in the air. But there is also coming a stunning reality, a wake-up, if you will, for those who claim to be saved and are not. You see, there are many churches today who are not Christ's church. They're man's idea of church, because as we read of the church in the seventh age, the age of Laodicea, they are neither hot nor cold. And Jesus said, because they're not hot nor cold, I will spew you out of my mouth. Friends, does that sound like a church that our Lord would rapture? It's man's idea of a church. It's a church that is taken and changed the truth of God into a lie. They've added to it. They've taken away from it. And we are warned in the scriptures, we're not to add to or take away from the Word of God. Disobeying, when you do that, God's expressed in written will that it not be done. This is the church that will not stay true to the Bible. This is the church that is nothing more than a false people-pleasing church, not a God-pleasing church. And this is why the false church is left behind and will go through the awful tribulation period. Now remember, we shared that there are two churches that God speaks of in the book of Revelation. There is the church at Philadelphia, the church that there was no word of condemnation to that church because that church was holding true to the Word of God. They were standing fast on the doctrines of the Bible. And the other is likened unto that church at Laodicea. And this church was not holding true to the Word of God. It was not standing fast to the doctrines of the Bible. And because of this truth, our Lord again said he would spew that church out of his mouth. It makes him sick. And so there is no doubt that that false church will be going through that awful tribulation period. And we're going to find something else out about the false church. God is going to change the name of that false church. And she'll no longer be called a church. She's going to be called a great harlot. What a frightful designation. Now remember that John was given this, the division of this book, and he passed it on to us. Revelation chapter 1, verse 19, so we ought not to miss it, for he said, write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. So now we find that the church is no longer mentioned in connection with the world in Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, and that's because Christ said of his own, they are not of this world, even as I am not of this world, John 17, 16. And he also said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Now this is important, because the church is still the subject as we come to chapter 4. But the scene has shifted. The church is no longer, the true church is no longer here upon the earth. We now get a glimpse of the church in heaven. How did this happen? Well, the Apostle Paul in his writings gives both the answer and the operation. He tells us, and he writes in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, something we've referred to already, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. That's the answer. But he writes to the Corinthians the operation. He defines it in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 and 52. He writes, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Family and friends, repentance and faith places the sinner on the launching pad of a guided missile of the true church up into heaven when that trump sounds and our Lord shouts. It is from here we shall go to meet our Lord in the air. Have you ever thought about that day? Have you thought about how you'll react if you're living and the rapture takes place? The church is now with Christ. At long last, we are now with Christ. What a day that is going to be. Now, what is the church? The church is but a definition of all those who have trusted Christ in this age through repentance and faith. And this is something that we need to get a fix on, because when the church arrives at its destination in heaven, it loses the name by which she was known in this world. She is known by other terms, and such as what we find here in chapter 4, the 24 elders, a name given which is representative of the church in heaven. She's also called the bride. We are the bride of Christ. And the apostate organization that continues here on all earth also receives a new name. She'll no longer be called the church, but she's going to be wear the name Frightful Harlot. That's what she's going to be named. Dr. George Gill said years ago in a seminary class, there are going to be some churches which will meet the Sunday after the rapture, and they won't be missing a member. They will all be there. Why? Because it is the church of Laodicea. It professes to be Christian, but it lacks reality. Furthermore, the judgments that we're going to find when we get to Revelation chapter 6 would not be in harmony with the promise and provision that God has made to His true church to save us from the wrath to come. If the church remained in the world, it would frustrate the grace of God, because God has promised His church to deliver us from judgment. I want you to look again with me here at Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1. Again, after this, John writing, after this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was, as it were, of a trumpet talking with me, which said, "Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be here